Good evening. Turn with me to 3 John, if you will. 3 John, only one chapter. We'll read a couple verses, or at least one from there. 3 John, first chapter, verses 3 through 4. For just a moment, I want us to think about a moment in your life when you experienced joy. I know we all have. Some of you have graduated college, high school. Some of you have been engaged and have been married. Some of you had the pleasure of being called mom or dad for the first time. Some of you have been able to see a loved one walk through a doorway, someone that you didn't expect to see, and yet there they are. There are moments in our life when we experience incredible joy. And don't let anyone tell you differently that those aren't great moments of joy, because they are. But I was thinking about, for this evening, a passage in 3 John where the Apostle John, a man who walked in the footsteps of Jesus, who witnessed every miracle, who was there to see everything that Christ taught and performed, who watched his Lord suffer and die on the cross, who watched him resurrect from the dead, who gave him an incredible mission where he could spread the gospel, who had visions of what perhaps glimpses of heaven would truly be like. He says there's one thing that brought him great joy. In fact, one thing that there was no greater joy than. He says, I have no greater joy than this, to hear that my children are walking in the truth. He's writing to Gaius. He's not impressed necessarily with what Gaius has been doing. He's not as concerned about what his standing is in the community or what recent accomplishments Gaius may have had. What he's really excited about is the fact that Gaius is walking in the truth. That's what brought John great joy. Not knowing the truth, not simply just agreeing with the truth, but walking. And I think that's the key word. And I want you to think about that for just a moment, because I want you to reflect on your life. What does it mean to walk in the truth? Is it just something that we do on Sundays? Is it just something that we do right now? It's what happens when the alarm clock happens on Monday morning and our feet hit the ground. When we go and embrace a new week, we go to our jobs, we're blessed to have one, and our focus and our ambition is Christ and His will for us. And that comes first. It's a posture. It's a mindset. And it permeates in every single thing that we do. That's what it means to walk in the truth. And I want you to think just for a moment a little bit more tonight as well. As we think about folks, and as I look at your faces and see the joy it brings me, and I'm sure in return the joy it brings you to see us walking in the truth, that there is something that is happening beyond the four walls in this room, beyond what we can physically see in this world. Luke chapter 15, for many of you that are familiar with this chapter, parable of lost coin, story of a lost sheep, story of a lost son. But it's this verse. It's easy for us to skip over. Christ says there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need repentance. When someone comes forward, when someone gives their life over to Christ, when someone obeys the gospel, God's not surprised by that. He expects it. He wants it. Because everything that He's done for us in Christ, this is what it was all for. Think about Acts chapter 8 as well. We're familiar with the story of the Ethiopian eunuch, right? He's in his chariot. He's on a desert road. He's heading back home. He's reading scripture. He has no clue what he's reading. Philip comes into that chariot. Philip preaches to him Jesus. That's all we know. We know nothing else. And it was enough. What's the question? Here's water. What's stopping me from being baptized? Absolutely nothing. Let's go do it right now. And then the response, right? We're familiar with the response. We should feel that response. Not just after we've been baptized, but it should feel it right now. Sure. Be thankful for what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. Think about this for just a moment, too. Is there anything that changed for him physically? No. Still a treasure. Still needs to go back and do his job. But everything changed. He was forgiven. He was given a new life in Christ. And his name. name was written in heaven. And so the question for all of us this evening is, are you and are we walking in the truth? Not knowing it, not just simply accepting it, are we walking in it? This evening we offer an invitation for anyone who's not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ to come forward, to confess your faith in the Lord, to repent of your sins, be baptized, to walk through, to raise from those waters and have your sins forgiven, and to walk in newness of life and to experience joy that God had planned for everyone in the foundation.